Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And at 7.37, it's good morning to Darren.
Good morning, Audrey. Well, big day for the Irish women's soccer team. And in team news, Irish attacker Leanne Kernan will miss tonight's match in the Nations League away to Slovenia. The girls in green began the campaign with a 1-0 win at home to Turkey last Friday. So Slovenia won their opening fixture away to Greece. We're ranked higher than them, but this could well be our toughest game in this group. The game is live on RTE2 and The Player. It gets underway at 5 o'clock and the build-up starts at 4.30. It looks like Ruisha Littlejohn will earn her 87th cap this evening. She's 34, currently without a club. Littlejohn has worked previously with the new coach Carla Ward at Aston Villa and Birmingham, and she knows what the new coach wants. She's been chatting to Tony O'Donoghue and has been telling him that there's no hang-up about missing out on this summer's Euros.
Personally, that's done now. After the Wales game, I think I cried all the way home on the flight. I think a few of the girls did. But that's it, you've got to park it. It hurts, it was sore. And now we move forward. And obviously it's all eyes on trying to qualify for a World Cup. There's nothing... That's what everyone wants to be. For me, World Cups are massive. So it'd be amazing if we could get there again and do that.
When you were on the flight crying after that defeat, did you think it was the end for you? Maybe were you thinking about that? And at the moment, you're unattached as well.
Yeah.
So it put you in a difficult position.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, after that, there was a lot to consider. I know there's a few in the back of my head. I've got that wee ego saying, oh, come on, push, try and get to 100 caps. But it could have been different. Another manager could have come in and that could have been the end of it. But I'm lucky it has been Carla, because we got on well and she lets me be me. And that's it. She lets the person be themselves and you don't need to be anyone else. And she likes the kind of banter and stuff about the group. So that works out well for me and a few others. But obviously unattached to clubs right now. So if there's any teams out there that's looking for a rogue midfielder, sign me up. I'm not that bad. I've got a bad rep and I don't know why. So.
Well, you can enhance your rep with a good performance against Slovenia. And they had a good performance and a good win against Greece. So they'll be looking for top spot.
Yeah, definitely. I think it'll be a good game tomorrow. I think it'll be... There'll be a lot of football being played, you'd think, or it could become just a battle, but we'll see. But I think both teams will be trying to implement their own style and performance. So may the best team win.
Yeah, Ruisha Littlejohn there in mighty form with Tony O'Donoghue. We'll be going live to Slovenia with Tony in the next hour on the show. One game in the championship last night, and it was a very significant win for Leeds. They came from behind to beat Sheffield United 3-1. So Leeds, the leaders in the championship, now 5 points ahead of second place Sheffield United. Two late goals there secure the win for them. Manchester United expect up to 200 further redundancies as part of a plan to improve the club's financial sustainability. Around 250 employees were made redundant last year. One of the other cuts getting a lot of attention is the decision to no longer provide free lunches for the staff at Old Trafford. They believe that'll save them about £1 million. Reports in France suggest that the second row, Emmanuel Miafou, he is going to be a doubt for the Six Nations showdown against Ireland. He missed the win against Italy on Sunday with a lung infection and missed training with his club Toulouse yesterday. His clubmate Romain Entamac trained yesterday with the club and is expected to return to the French lineup after suspension, and so he's looking likely to be in the team for that Irish game. Finally, end of an era in horse racing as trainer Michael Horrigan has announced his retirement from the sport. He's trained horses for over 50 years and among his stars, Doran's Pride and Beef or Salmon. His last winner was Rising Dust at Listowel last June.